Hour number three, Robbie and Rex Road, 102.5, 106.3, the game. Robbie Stanley alongside Joe Rex Road. Nick Keyser here with you on this Tuesday morning in Nashville, Tennessee. We are talking Titans, and to help us do that, we go to our 102.5, the game phone line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com, and welcome in Blake Bedingfield, former Titans director of scouting and contributor at PaulKuharsky.com as well. Blake, good morning. Thanks for taking time to join us this morning.
Hey, good morning. It's starting to feel like football weather outside, and it's time to talk a little bit more football.
No question about it. I almost had to put a hoodie on this morning, but we'll see how that goes as we continue this week. So, Blake, things were going well for the Titans. It's 13-0 at half. They looked good defensively, maybe left a few plays on the field offensively in the first half. All of a sudden, things changed dramatically, particularly against the run defensively in the second half. From your vantage point, what happened to the Titans' run defense? What was the change in the second half?
You know, I think it was a little bit of a change from the Giants' perspective. If you look early in the game, they were a little bit pass heavy early on, trying to play off of Saquon Barkley with some play action. But in the second half, they made a concerted effort to really get the ball to one of their best offensive players, which was Saquon Barkley. Saquon is an elite back when he is healthy. When he's ready, he is a kind of a mix of power and speed, quickness, but he has really good vision. And when you have that combination of athletic skill, instinctive running skill like Saquon has, he's a tough out anytime you have to play him. But what he did a good job of was kind of getting skinny in the hole. You know, the Titans have been a good tackling team over the past few years, and on Sunday that was one of the things that really they struggled with. But the other part I feel that the Titans are a little bit different is their inside backers. David Long is a 225-pound, smallish inside backer, very instinctive, likes to go get it, very aggressive. But when you're playing against a 235-pound running back and you are outweighed by 10 pounds, you're going to have to bring a one shot. And he's got one shot to get Barkley down, and Barkley's not that kind of back that goes down that easily. The other inside backer, Zach Cunningham, totally different than what they've played with in the past, whether it's Rashawn Evans or some others. You know, Zach is more of a finesse-type inside backer, better in coverage, uses his size and length well in coverage versus tight ends, running backs, playing that zone that he plays very well. But the inside run game is a little bit more of a tough thing for Zach. Zach likes to run around blocks, and if he runs around and misses, Saquon Barkley was through the hole. So some of those things are, from a personnel standpoint, just totally different than in the past, and some of them were facing an elite-type running back like Barkley.
Blake, what did you think about Jeffrey Simmons' entire day?
You know, Jeffrey was dominant from snap one, and when you're playing that left guard position, they had a rookie playing the left guard to start out the game, and then they rotated a veteran player in later to try to handle Jeffrey Simmons. Neither one was going to be able to block him one-on-one. That's the issue with Jeffrey Simmons. He is no longer a player that you can do that with. Early on in his career, he was kind of surprised by certain blocks. Didn't have a good understanding of how offensive linemen were attacking him. Well, he does now, and he has the physical ability to beat most one-on-one blocks, depending on the guard that's in front of him. But the guards on Sunday were not going to do that. So they had to change up their blocking scheme a little bit, try to trick Jeffrey in terms of changing up who was attacking him, whether it was a center and a guard chipping on him, whether it was a guard fanning or turning backside to block him, a tackle getting a little bit of a hit on him. But Jeffrey's tough. Once he gets the crease, once he gets that gap, he's not going to be stopped by most guards in the NFL, and he was a dominant force. They were able to rotate around him and kind of move around him in the run game and the passing game.
Blake Bedingfield on with us here on Robbie and Rex Road, former Titans director of scouting, contributor at PaulKuharsky.com. Blake, some interesting plays from Kyle Phillips in the game. The rookie comes out, 6 catches, 66 yards, including a big one on what could have been the game-winning drive for the Titans had they made the field goal. What did you make of the day from Kyle Phillips?
You know, Kyle had a lot of success. He had his ups and downs. He obviously had the muff punt, which put the Giants in a good position to score, which they were bailed out by Monty Brooks' interception. But he also had a drop on a big first down catch that he missed. Kyle is a very instinctive player. He's a really good route runner. He has the unique ability to separate. I don't think he's the fastest player on the field, not even the quickest at times, but he has a unique ability to separate from coverage. A lot of that is his instinctual ability to kind of get in and out of his breaks, have that feel. The other person that has the feel with him is Ryan Tannehill. Ryan Tannehill really likes Kyle Phillips. You can see on that last drive how many times he was focused on Kyle, whether it was kind of the corner routes they were running or any out routes, any crossers. You know, those are things that Kyle Phillips can do well because he can't separate at the line of scrimmage. Now, Kyle takes hits, and he takes a lot of hard hits. It seemed like every catch he had, he wasn't avoiding tackles. He's a slight frame guy. I wonder if he can hold up for 17 weeks with his play style. He's got the really good hands, the really good route running, and I think he's going to be a really effective player, but I'd like to see him avoid some of those big hits. He took a number of them in the game on Sunday.
Yeah, Blake, he definitely took some shots. With the offensive line, Blake, Nicholas Petitfrere's debut, excuse me, obviously the Titans going to break with Ojulari and Thibodeau, excuse me, not in the game. But I wonder what you thought about his play, maybe also Aaron Brewer's play, I guess the offensive line overall, and how you might project that to a much bigger challenge Monday night in Buffalo.
You know, I thought the line overall played well. You know, I thought Taylor Lewan was really quick in and out of his in and out off the ball. His initial quickness was really good. Looked like he was back to form. I know he went out a couple of times with injuries. That's something Taylor has been fighting for the last few years. Aaron Brewer's an undersized player. He's going to be an undersized player for the rest of his career. But what he does really good is he's got really good initial quickness. He's really good to the second level of linebackers. But where he struggles and where those holding calls came on him were he was facing bigger players, and he's facing big, long defensive linemen. And when he faces those type players, he's going to have to hold at times. He's got to learn technique a little bit better where he can kind of get away with it. But when you're 6'1", 290 pounds going against a 6'5", 300 pounder, it's going to be a tough matchup. And Leonard Williams was a tough matchup for Aaron Brewer on Sunday, especially at the line of scrimmage in obvious pass situations, even in run situations where Leonard had that link to get around him. Ben Jones played a very good game. I thought Ben was solid, as always. That's kind of Ben's game. Nate Davis, who didn't do much in the preseason but came in, was kind of Nate Davis at all. And I was pleasantly surprised with Nicholas Petitfrere. Nicholas is, I think, a better run blocker at this point in his career than pass protector. He did get a little help from tight ends and running backs chipping on the outside. But when he was manned up one-on-one, I thought he did a really good job. But in the run game, I thought he was really effective getting to the second level of linebackers, reaching on the backside of blocks to the opposite side. I thought he did a really good job and showed some quickness and some promise. He's a young player. He's going to learn some patience and pass protection and be able to use that frame he has. But overall, I thought the offensive line was solid. Now, this week is going to be a much tougher matchup. You're talking about Von Miller, I think a future Hall of Famer that had two sacks in his first game. Von Miller is an outstanding rusher. And if you don't think they're not going to line him up on that rookie right tackle, the Titans are going to have to give him a lot of help. But they have other players outside of Von Miller. Gregory Russo, the rookie last year, the second-year player, another outstanding length, great length pass rusher. Boogie Basham, A.J. Epinesa from Iowa, those are all outstanding players. And Taylor Lewan and Nicholas Petitfrere are really going to get a tough matchup when you're talking about Sunday, as well as on the inside with Aaron Brewer, with Ed Oliver, Daquan Jones, Jordan Phillips. They've got a really good defensive line, and the talent level's about to tick up a big notch coming next week.
Blake Bedingfield on with us here on Robbie and Rex Road. So, Blake, I'm curious for your thoughts on Derrick Henry and how he ran the ball on Sunday. Obviously, he had two bigger runs called back due to holding, but overall, what did you make of Derrick Henry's day?
You know, whenever I look at a player like Derrick Henry, who's taken a number of carries over his career, I start to look at early in the season, is he starting to show signs of slowing down? You know, I saw it with Eddie George. I was there with the Titans when that happened. Other backs like him. But Derrick just has a tendency to start a little slow. I thought he did a good job of, when there weren't a lot of creases, getting those 3 and 4 extra yards. there were a number of occasions where there were defenders in the backfield where he was able to get back to the line of scrimmage. I call that a plus run because he was able to avoid a negative play in those situations. He did have a couple of creases. I think he had a long of 18 yards. But as Derek kind of gets his footing and feel in the run game, I think he's going to be a better player down the stretch. I really always have hopes for a player that works so hard and is so talented as he has. But you got to watch that right foot. He had that major surgery on that foot. He has plates and screws still in his foot. You just never know when that's going to creep up. Hopefully it won't because he's such a talented player and enjoyable to watch. But, you know, I didn't see the burst that I saw last year. But last year going into the first couple of weeks, he didn't have that either. So I'm hoping that later in the season, it's maybe in the next couple of weeks, you're going to see the old Derrick Henry.
Blake, I want to go back on the rush defense a little bit. You know, you talking about Long and Cunningham, a duo I've been excited to watch this year. Like, I got why the Titans decided to, you know, pay Zach Cunningham, keep him here. Do you think that this is a one-off? You know, you had a special back. Every matchup's different. Sometimes you're just going to get beat in this league. Or do you think that the Titans could have an issue with rush defense after being number two in the NFL last year?
I think they'll have – you know, when you sacrifice maybe a rundown bumper for more athletic players in coverage and more sideline-to-sideline horizontal players like a Long and Cunningham, it's okay. You just have to readjust your run game, your run fits at times. You know, I thought Amani Hooker in the game on Sunday really didn't do a good job of taking good angles to Saquon Barkley. He's going to have to be that extra run defender in the box at times, especially against upper echelon type players like maybe a Jonathan Taylor when they play the Colts. But they're not facing a lot of big-time backs this year outside of Taylor and then with Saquon. So I think they can avoid some of the big rush games that they had this past Sunday. But when you sacrifice and you go to more of the athletic inside backers and not the thumpers, that this is something that's going to creep up at times. They're just going to have to change a little bit of their run game and some of their fits maybe on the front and then on the back end. But Hooker's got to do a better job of taking better angles as well. He was beat on that long 68-yard run by Saquon Barkley. He was an unblocked defender coming down into the box, and he took a really poor angle, and Barkley beat him to the sideline. Those are things that can't happen when you're an unblocked defender near the box. So, you know, it wasn't just all the inside backers, but that was a big part of it. But I also think Harold Landry's loss, not only in the pass rush game, but in the run game, was affected. Harold Landry was a very good rundown defender, and he kind of evolved into that as his career went through. He wasn't like that early on in his first couple of years coming out of Boston College, but he developed into a really hustle player that got a lot of plays and a lot of production in the run game.
Blake, last thing for you. Obviously, this is not the way the Titans wanted to begin the season, a tough loss, and now facing a really quality opponent coming up in week two. After watching the game, watching the tape, is there anything that you're really concerned about, maybe above others moving forward with this group?
You know, I am. I think the defense is going to be fine because of a lot of the players on every level of the defense, whether it's Simmons and, you know, you still have Bud Dupree and you have Kevin Byard and the young corners. But the offensive firepower really concerns me. When you lose an A.J. Brown, you saw what he did on Sunday for the Eagles and what he's done in the past. You lost a dog on the outside. You lost a guy that kind of brings an attitude, an energy to the team and somebody that can take over games and stretches. I don't think they have that guy at the receiving position.
Blake, really appreciate your perspective. Great stuff, as always. Looking forward to talking to you soon, and really appreciate you joining us this morning.
You bet. I look forward to it. Thank you for having me.